Hi, I'm starting our Love Gram.
Hi, I'm joining the Love Gram. Guess who it is again?
Trisha said, don't start the Love Gram yet. But I don't know. I just did. I just started it. So welcome to your Sunday Audio Love Gram. You heard our special guest, Trisha. But here's the thing. Trisha, I don't even want to say it. It'll make me cry. Trisha's moving.
I am. I'm leaving the Bay Area for a new adventure.
Look at
in
me,
Canada.
See, and this is such a perfect thing. Like, I'm just like, I already told Trisha, I texted her on the way over, and I said, I'm pretending that this is not our last time that we're going to be together, because I knew I would get all teary. But I think this is what I think. What I wanted to talk about is transition and how different it is for different people.
Yeah, we started out when we sat down to meet for dinner and,
the Last Supper.
This is probably the last time we will have a dinner like this on the bay. We're in Sausalito. And
may I take this place for you?
I'm still...
Go take your time.
Okay,
I'm
thank
just
you.
Going to take
What's your name?
Marco.
Marco, this is Marco. he's here. Say hi, Marco.
Hello.
That was good.
Marco is our wonderful waiter at the Spinnaker. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Spinnaker.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marco.
Hello over there.
Perfect.
That was a good hello. He was very animated.
Very.
Marco might have something to say about transitions.
He might. As might that seagull.
Okay, so here's what's interesting to me is I get all weepy and sentimental. And I would say that's probably not your MO.
No, we were just talking about how I... And some of it is maybe life experience and I've been someone that's made a lot of changes and transitions in comparison.
Right. Right.
Especially over the last 10 years when I was doing my immigration application for Canada, I had to go back and sort of describe and account for the last 10 years of my life. I mean, for some reason, that's kind of... Well, and even more than that, when they ask you for documentation of previous relationship, marriages, things like that, that goes even spans further than that. But as far as like where I've lived and what I've been up to, and I realize I've been here and there and everywhere and come back here and you've been kind of here.
I've been in San Francisco for 30-some years.
Yeah, in the city.
Yeah. In the city.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's...
Wow.
That's... not that you haven't had big changes in your life and things that have gone on, but for some reason, I think I... I've lived... In the last 10 years, I've lived in 7 different places. That's one of the things that came out when I...
That's why they want to fingerprint you.
It's so true. Who is this woman? Where has she been? What has she been doing?
7 places in 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them being here in Sausalito, which is another sort of come back and
oh, we're by the way. Did we say that? Did we say where we are? We're sitting at this beautiful deck at the Spinnaker. Watching the boats sail on by. Beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah, in Sausalito. Yes, I lived in Sausalito for a period of time, as you know. One of my many addresses over the last 10 years. And so, yeah, I think I have I know one of my strengths is adaptability. And so adaptability, I think, is... And you know what? That's part of... As a child, too, you know? My family moved a lot.
Yes.
So
yeah,
it's been wow. Who knows? It's just been a honed skill. So,
Well, so do you, I mean, maybe it's hard for you because it's so much in your DNA, but I thought it would be helpful to talk because for a lot of people, including myself, transitions are really hard. Like, there's a lot of emotion and kind of this, like, lack of, like a discombobulation. Even with this, I mean, this isn't even my, you know, you're moving, but I can feel, like, the kind of, like, there's a discombobulation around it. So, but do you have any tips, even though it's so much a part of who you are? Like, what do you think helps people weather big transitions?
Well, I think there's a couple different type of transitions. There's the type that you create, you create. And then there are types that are forced upon you.
Yeah.
So I think those are very different. And this one I created. And
oh, we should tell people what's going on. Let's here. We're right now, we're toasting to Cobble Hill Winery, which is the next chapter.
Next chapter, right. My partner and I have bought a farm in British Columbia on Vancouver Island.
Sounds small, exotic, doesn't it?
Small boutique winery that we're going to develop, and this will be our next phase of life adventure. And so it's a planned transition. It's something that we decided to do. So I think those are different, and yet those can still be tricky because, as I was saying, one of the things that I find myself doing is being excited and then kind of falling into this panic of what is my life going to be there, you know, and will I be able to do everything? And
drive the tractor. Mix the gasoline.
Take care of the goats. You know, all the things that are coming with this farm. And
take care of the woofers. We had to get the word woofer in.
Yes. There's a term called woofer.
Oh, woofer, not woofer.
Well, you could say it. You just put the emphasis on the O's. Woofer. But they are, there are people that volunteer and travel from all over the world to work on organic farms, and they trade their labor for free accommodations, and they're called woofers. And this farm, because it has both vineyard and lavender, is quite a nice farm that people want to come work on. So we have a little bit of the woofer thing ahead of us too. So yeah, but you know, back to transitions. I think if it's a planned transition, I was just saying to you earlier, one of the things that pulls me out of the overwhelm, pulls me out of the panic and all of that is imagining and keeping, yes, you know, as much as all of the minutiae of all this happens, but keeping this idea on what's going to be created in the end, you know, so when the winery is all set up and when this is all there, you know, like being able to step into that, imagine that and feel that helps then quiet the panic voice, which is, yeah, I don't know how to drive a tractor. I'm going to have to learn to do that. So, but if it's a not, a transition that's not planned, you know, maybe it's some of the same skills. I don't know. Although it's very difficult to imagine when something is kind of, you're thrown into it.
Well, I'm thinking about my friend Tamara, and not to share any personal details, but a couple of years ago, she was thrown into a very unexpected transition. And she did, as you know, she created that future vision. Like, she just said, I'm going to move to Portugal.
Right.
Even though she, you know, that was just kind of, she says now, it was just plucked out of thin air to have a, you know, to have an anchor.
Right.
So maybe there is something really important, even if it's self-imposed or, you know, somehow, like, even just, like, the winery was a dream that you moved toward. I don't know. That's an interesting thing, because if you don't have Well, and I'm kind of in a transition, and I don't have a vision. So maybe that's an interesting contrast, right?
Right.
Like there's a sense, and I noticed what I did, you know this because you're my friend, but is I created a temporary anchor, you know? So I'm looking at like, oh, my son's coming home this summer. That's like one sort of anchor of this next chapter that I know I'm probably going to be super sad when he leaves again in the fall. So I'm planning like, oh, I pulled out of thin air, I'm going to go spend a month in France, right? Like, just, I think maybe that's similar to Tamara's. I'm just going to go to Portugal. Like, it, maybe it doesn't even matter what it is. Maybe the point is just to have a, and maybe life gives us, I mean, I don't know. It's a kind of a curious thing. Maybe life just gives us like a, oh, here's an anchor. Even if it's a temporary, I'm not going to move to, I don't know, well, maybe I will move to France. Who knows? Yeah.
But there's something that has to balance the, sort of the almost disorientation of like, oh my gosh, what, where's my life? What am I going to do with my life? And whether it's something that happens that, again, you didn't plan on happening, maybe that's the piece. Is to find whatever that anchor is in an idea, in a dream,
yeah,
in a something that you can at least temporarily kind of,
even if it's a project, you know, it's
right.
Something like that that I was talking to my friend Rosemary yesterday, who, you know, just her son died just a couple of years ago, a teenage son, and you know, I've seen the ways like she anchored herself in moving through grief through her creative work, right? That was a way to be, you need, especially with grief, I think you need something, because I've never been in that kind of grief, but I've heard people say like, it's, talk about like being just underwater, right?
Right.
And you can't see up or down or anywhere. So that's interesting. I mean, it is interesting, like,
yeah,
you know, what that is, anchoring ourselves to something. What else? What else do you think is... Well, like, let's see if this, you know, is it okay if I say something about Steve?
Of course.
So it's like, so it sounds as if Steve might be a little bit more like me, a little more that kind of sentimental, oh my gosh, this is the last whatever, you know. And yep. So maybe the way that he's dealing with transition, this is just a projection because I think this is what I do, which is, you know, kind of putting a frame around certain moments.
Yeah.
Or like how we're doing this. You know, this is a good, like you and I, we have a history of sort of having our celebrations out on a deck somewhere in Sausalito, right?
Looking at the water and the bay. And yeah.
Right. It's a big perspective, looking at our lives. And so there's a way of, and I think Steve, you know, it's pizza night, or this is the, right. There's a way of framing something and recognizing,
yeah,
like, oh, this is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it can be both. And that's, it feels like it gives room for, because I mean, those rituals and our time where we are able to get together and like this, really important. And I know when I get to Canada, I'm going to be like, how come you can't come up and you can't like go out to the, you know, I'm going to feel it.
Well, I am going to come up. Believe me, you'll have a special guest sometime in the future coming to you from, where will we be coming from?
Oh.
Vancouver Island?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Vancouver Island.
I've never been there, so I don't even know what it's called, but that will be interesting, right? Like,
Love Grams from Vancouver Island.
Right. We'll be toasting. Clink to, like, that's so interesting. And that's kind of a good thing for someone like me who can be like, oh, the all is lost. But it's not, because there'll be a whole new, you know, like, wow, I'll get to stay at this fancy B&B.
I don't know how fancy it's going to be.
It's already been almost 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe that. I don't even know what we said. I hope there was something interesting.
Well, I think, you know, again, transitions, that's a life. I mean, how many transitions do we go through?
I remember there's a... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Mm-mm. It just reminded me, actually, my friend Tamara, who I was just talking about, she had sent me a book, I think it's called Transitions. And in that book, I remember, like, it was interesting that actually we underestimate the amount of transitions we go through, and that we think our lives are more sort of set than they really are. Yeah. And that actually, you know, when you think about job changes and house moves geographically and deaths and friendships that come and go, and, you know, if you really look at all... Hello.
Hello, Anne.
Marco, right?
Yes.
Marco's back.
I'm back.
Marco, do you want to say goodbye? Because we're just ending.
Bye over there. Bye. Bye.
That was a transition. I mean, in a way, like, it is funny because we think about the great big ones, but there are little tiny transitions happening all the time.
All the time.
Right? Like, we don't know if we'll have Marco ever again in our lives. And it's funny. I'm not going to end it on this. I'm going to have you speak again after this because I don't want to end it with AI. But I was fooling around. I was doing a piece of writing, and someone had written a poem that was about a chatbot, you know, and it was like, you know, my chatbot tells me lies. And I thought it would be interesting, and I typed into the chatbot, like, something like, I'm really sentimental, and it makes me sad when things change or people die or something like that. And the chatbot said, it's really important. I could cry. That's what my chatbot said.
Oh, my gosh.
My chatbot said, it's really important to cherish the moments when you're with people.
Wow. It's getting a little scary. AI.
Right?
But, yes.
To that point, I don't really want to end with a chatbot, but actually, that was, like, super beautiful advice. Right? Everything's always changing. We actually don't know. I might be like, oh my God, Trisha's moving, and, you know, frankly, the ferry could go down and I could die. Like, that's a possibility. And so it's like, I really loved.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is it. I mean, it is. There's only now.
There's only
right
now.
Right now.
And as long as we're right here, right now, you and I are sitting here, we've got our lovely wines and Marco and the seagulls and our friends, who's ever listening.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Yep.
That's it. Anything else? Until we see you again. Until we see you again.
I don't know what I would add to that. That's beautiful.
All right. Thank you, Trisha. Love you.
Aww.
Can't wait to see what we're talking about in Cobble Hill when we're in Canada.
Yeah. We have to do some love grams from Canada.
We will. We
okay.
will.
All right.
And thank you to whomever's listening. We appreciate you and love you. And your energy is here with us as well. Cherish the moments with people you love. Bye.